Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. We are gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Laura Beckemeyer. And as we do so, we remember that we don't grieve as those who have no hope, but we certainly know that Laura, because of her baptism, has been set free from sin and death and now lives in the glories of the eternal kingdom in heaven. And so we thank God for that, and we remember her today throughout the service. Today for our worship, everything that you need will be printed for you on this green piece of paper. However, the words to the hymns you will find in the burgundy hymnal in front of you. And as we begin today, we will begin with our opening hymn, which is Abide With Me. It's hymn number 878, and I invite you to please stand.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Laura was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We speak the words of Psalm 23 responsively. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Laura and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading today is formed from the words of Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it. Altogether, you hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading today comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, beginning with verse 6. Paul writes, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And if he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we are faithful to the end, we shall reign with him. The Holy Gospel today comes from the book of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We now join together in speaking the words of the Apostles' Creed, the words of the same faith that Laura shared with all of us. If you need the words to the creed, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the blessed. Our next hymn is The Old Rugged Cross. The words to the hymn are printed for you on a special insert inside your bulletin. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Laura Beckemeyer, for those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Eddie, beloved husband of 49 years, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I had the privilege of getting to know Laura a little bit over the course of the last year. I had some really fun conversations around the kitchen table with Laura and Eddie, and sometimes Ernie would pop in too. And, you know, she would just share all kinds of great stories about her life and her experience. Some things from the good old days, talking about growing up in St. Louis on 9th Street. And, you know, one of the things she mentioned was that oftentimes they would go eat at that diner that's down there, the Eat Right. And I've seen that place, you know, when I go to Busch Stadium, I've kind of been right by there. And so I'll be thinking of her when I see that from now on. And she would talk about worshiping at historic Trinity Lutheran Church in Soulard, the beautiful congregation there where she was baptized and also confirmed. And I remember her also talking about, you know, transitioning to living here in Hoyleton. She would talk about the fruit trees that used to be there all around the house. Some of you might not know this. Many of you probably don't know this. There's actually a little peach tree right outside the church here in the parsonage backyard. And last summer, I had way more peaches than I knew what to do with. And I remember talking to Laura about that, and she gave me some advice on what to do with all this fruit, you know? She really knew what she was talking about. And, you know, that's really the kind of person that she was. She was just so helpful and so interested in other people's lives. And I just, from what I could tell, she was just an all-around people person. You know, as a pastor, I have lots of opportunities to have conversations with people when they're experiencing any kind of suffering, you know, whether it be physical suffering or emotional suffering or whatever it is. I never really know how a person is going to react when they receive a diagnosis like the one that Laura received back in April of last year. You know, that she had pancreatic cancer and that it was already stage 4. There's a lot of people I know that hearing something like that would completely crush them. It would, you know, kind of send them into a tailspin and really make them depressed. But that wasn't Laura. Actually, the first thing that she decided to do after she heard that was she decided she was going to fight. And the second thing she decided to do was that weekend she had a girls' weekend prepared. She was planning to go and hang out with her friends. And cancer or no cancer, she was not going to let anything get in the way of those plans. Anything get in the way of an opportunity to spend time with people that she loved. There's so many things that Laura enjoyed during her earthly life. I'm going to mention some of them in a few moments. But, you know, the other day when we were at the funeral home and you guys were sharing all kinds of great stories and memories with me, and there are a lot of stories and memories to share, and there are a lot of good ones. One of the things that we kind of laughed about and joked about was the fact that we had all of these stories and how it was somehow going to be my job to kind of take all these stories and turn them into one cohesive message, one sermon that could somehow capture all of this stuff. But really, there is one thing. There is one thing that kind of unites and summarizes Laura's earthly life. And the thing that I found actually is her confirmation verse. It's printed for you there on the cover of the bulletin today. And it also happened to be the last verse of the epistle reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, where it says that he, Jesus, died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves. That was the verse. That was the verse that was given to Laura back in May of 1964 at Trinity Soulard. And it perfectly speaks to the type of person that she was. Laura did not live for herself. She lived for all the other people around her. She lived for her family. She lived for her friends. Most importantly, she lived for God. She knew that her Lord Jesus Christ had come into this world for her, that he lived and he died and he rose again to set her free. And she didn't keep that good news all to herself. She shared it. She shared it with all kinds of people. She shared it with kids as she would help with vacation Bible school. She sang and played guitar and shared it in that way. She would have almost like a little concert out there on the front porch, and people would gather around, and she would sing the blessings of her Lord Jesus Christ. She shared it. And she shared it with her family. Somebody said that if it weren't for Laura, God wouldn't even be a part of your lives. That Laura was a big reason why Eddie got confirmed. She was never living for herself. She was living for Christ, and she was living for the people that Christ gave to her to love. That's what Laura was all about. And boy, did she have fun doing it. Almost everything that she did in a way that it could be shared with others. You know, like we talked about a little bit about her love for music. She loved to dance. She loved to sing. She had this love for Beatles music in particular. I understand there was a little group she was a part of called the Beatlelets. So she shared that love in that way. She loved to do oil paintings. If you guys haven't had a chance, there's a few of her oil paintings over there in that overflow room. She's very talented. I was very, very pleased to see such beautiful artwork over there. My goodness. She shared that. She gave an oil painting to all the kids. She loved to share her love of the holidays. I've heard famous stories of these giant Thanksgiving and Christmas parties that you guys have. She loved to travel with other people all over the place, Australia, Yellowstone, but most importantly, camping on Current River. And boy, again, she got to share that with people, and she was the boss on those trips, you know. She really pushed the limit as far as what one station wagon could carry, and Eddie had a chance to really, you know, figure out, like a puzzle, how we're going to fit all that stuff together. Of course, there was the family trip to Wisconsin last September, too. And she loved that trip. You guys knew, and she knew, too. That was like your last hurrah together. But that didn't stop her from having the time of her life. And she came back, and she was so energized by that. She was talking all about it and how much fun she had and how great of a trip that was. She just loved to share these moments with other people. Just about the only thing she probably didn't ever want to share was her Reese's peanut butter cups and her donuts. But just kind of knowing her personality, I'm guessing that she probably shared those things too. For many of you here, I'm sure that it's tough to imagine what life is going to be like without her here. You know, the first time that you get together and take a family trip without her, the first time that you have to celebrate a holiday and she's not going to be there with you, it's just not going to feel the same. And it's really hard to understand how it could be that somebody who is just so filled with life could be taken home to heaven even before their 70th birthday. But you know, even on a day like today, there is still so much hope and so much comfort in the arms of our Heavenly Father who has taken Laura to be with Him in this place that Jesus has prepared for her before the foundation of the world. Jesus is the ultimate example of someone who did not live only for himself, but his entire existence was and is for the benefit of those that he loves. Our God came into our world filled with sin and death and darkness, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. Because he loved all of his children, including you and me and Laura, so much that he was willing to come into this world and go through unbelievable pain on our behalf. The Lord of life was willing to experience death so that we would have hope in a future where there is no sickness and there is no suffering and there is no such thing as cancer, where those things will never harm us again. Laura believed that she was loved by her Creator, even despite all of her difficulties and all these things that she faced. She didn't turn her back on him when she found out that she was terminally ill. Instead, she grew closer to God, Her faith strengthened her, and she fought that disease with a bravery that was just so inspirational to everybody who knew what she was going through. Toward the end, one of the words of Scripture that really brought comfort to her were actually the same words that we had in our Old Testament reading, the words from Psalm 139. And I especially want to call your attention to the words that are in verse 12. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. In other words, there isn't a single thing that can take away the hope that we have in Christ, because even when we are in darkness, even when things don't go our way, even when we're left trying to figure out things that we just can't possibly understand on our own, at the end of the day, we know that where Jesus is, there we will be also. And when we get there, that's when we get to see Laura again, along with all the other saints who have gone before us and died in the faith. Today we mourn, but on that day, every tear will be wiped away from our eyes. Goodbyes are tough. Nobody likes to be separated from somebody that they love. Nobody. But you know, even goodbyes were something that Laura handled with just such love and grace. You know, when she would have to say goodbye to the grandkids, one of the things she would say is, "You forgot something." And what she meant by that was she wanted a big hug. Because, again, there's that confirmation verse coming out. The hug is a reminder that we don't just live for ourselves, that even when we are apart, we are connected by love and by the faith that we have in Christ. And so while Laura might not be here today to give all of you a hug today, rest assured that connection is still there. You're still connected in Christ. That still remains. May we all, like Laura, live our lives not for ourselves, but for God and for the people that God gives to us, putting others first, because Christ put us first. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues now as we sing the hymn Amazing Grace. It's number 744. Please stand as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, and your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Laura Beckemeyer and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Laura and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. At this time, you may be seated, and we will continue now with the reading of the obituary. Laura Louise Beckemeyer was born on January 8, 1949. She's the daughter of Ferdinand and Shirley Gossett Sensmeyer. Laura became the child of God through the water and word of holy baptism on December 1, 1957, and was confirmed on May 17, 1964, at historic Trinity Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Her confirmation verse is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. Laura was united in marriage to Eddie Jean Beckemeyer on May 25, 1968, in St. Louis, Missouri, and he survives her in Hoyleton. In addition to her husband Eddie of 49 years, she is survived by one son, Ernest Beckemeyer of Hoyleton, three daughters, Alina Bartlett and husband Michael of Irvington, Angie Schnicker and husband Chad of Hoyleton, and Sally Beckemeyer and significant other Keith Monkey of Iuka. Four grandchildren, Layla Beckemeyer, Keaton Beckemeyer, Gracie Schnicker, and Annie Schnicker. Three sisters, Peggy Renteria of Arnold, Missouri, Janice Saxonmeyer and husband Roland of Hoyleton, Donna Johnson and husband Tim of Hillsboro, Missouri. One brother, Robert Sensmeyer of Grandin, Missouri. One uncle, Walter Putzi Sensmeyer, and wife Shirley of St. Peter's, Missouri. Many nieces, nephews, cousins, and extended family and friends, including the Fredericks, whom she loved very much and felt dear to her heart. Laura was preceded in death by her parents, Ferdinand and Shirley Sensmeyer. Laura enjoyed going camping, dancing, singing, and playing the guitar. She also enjoyed oil painting and going to Current River with her family. Most of all, Laura loved spending time with her family, especially her grandchildren. On Thursday morning, February 15, 2018, at her home in Hoyleton, God fulfilled his baptismal promise to Laura and called her out of this earthly life and into his heavenly presence. At this time, anyone who would like to come and share some words about Laura is invited to do so, and I believe that Gloria was going to begin with a poem.
Hi, everybody. I'm not very good at this, and hope I can get through it. Another angel just sprouted her wings. Her name is Laura. She's our everything. She's a mom. She's a grandma. She loves them all so. God, we will miss her. Don't want to let go. When God calls on you, we know it's as good as it gets, because he wants you in heaven to add to his list. My cousin, I love you. I will miss you so much. You're in heaven now, in God's hands you will touch. Our memories on 9th Street we will always have, no matter how good, no matter how bad. When you get there and walking through God's precious gates, watch for my sisters. I'm sure they can't wait to see you, to hug you in heaven above. Tell Linda, tell Nancy, I miss them with love. Our moms and our dads you will now get to see. Tell them we love them. They will be in our dreams. Rest in peace, my sweet cousin, Laura Sensmeyer Beckemeyer.
Are there any others that would like to come forward at this time? Seeing none, we will conclude with our closing hymn. The Beckemeyer family invites you all to join them in the activity center of our school for a reception after the service. And we will conclude now with our final hymn, which is number 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.